Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good day to all of you listening on today's broadcast. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn more about me, visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. I just love that quote. Indeed, food does you well. The right foods, that is. So today's topic, what's the best way to do a spring detox? Now listen, folks, we're already in daylight savings time. This coming Sunday is the first day of spring. March 20th is the first day of spring. And so when we think about spring, we think of life, we think of rejuvenation, we think of cleaning, indeed, cleaning out the clutter. And so there's some things that need to be cleaned out, maybe physically around your home. But there are also things that need to be cleaned out in your body. We need to clean out our body as well. So what is the best way to do a spring detox? So we're going to be talking about that and answering your questions on why should you detox, what is a spring detox, and how to do a detox. And guess what? Three favorite detox foods of mine. Indeed, they are. So let's get started and educate everyone who is listening on detoxifications. And if you've never heard of it, or if you've heard of it but you've never done one, or if you've done one before but you didn't get the results you wanted to get, you know, there are some things that may be able to be tweaked so that you can get the results you're looking forward to. So we know, once again, it springs right around the corner, March 20th, and a lot of people ask, how you do a spring detox? Well, after all the winter season is gone and all that snow and everything and the birds are chirping and the sun is rising and setting later than usual, nature and everything that it has to offer is coming back to life. Soon everything, you'll see the trees budding and bringing forth new leaves, and it's just a wonderful feeling. I just love the season of spring. So if everything around you is becoming alive and coming anew, then why can't you as well? Why shouldn't you do the same as everything else around you that's becoming so vibrant? Well, we're going to talk about right now why we should detox. Now, just to enlighten everyone, if you've never heard Coach Jessie talk about detoxing, your body naturally performs detoxification processes on its own. That's just how God made us. We're unique beings, and your body naturally performs detoxing all on its own. However, heavy or processed food, inactivity, and stress can slow down your digestive and detox systems. And then, as a result, this leaves you feeling heavy, bloated, lethargic. You know, you just have no life, no vigor. So doing a short food detox in which you eliminate the foods that are zapping your energy while replacing them with foods that nourish your body's detox organs and assist in elimination can actually reverse these symptoms of lethargy and, you know, what's wreaking havoc on your digestive system and you feeling stressed out. Just a short tweak in what you're eating for as little as 7 days, just 1 week, you know, that will help you tremendously. So when you detox, you essentially reboot both their digestive and detoxification systems. And this allows them to perform better and more effectively. And that's what we want. This is the results we're looking for. You want to perform optimally. If you're at work, if you're an athlete, whatever you're doing, you want to do your best. And so you don't want to continue to be on the path of eating heavy and processed foods and being sedentary and, you know, letting the life itself bog you down. You don't want to be stressed out because you're too blessed to be stressed. So we need to consider what we can do to our bodies to help us perform optimally. And the result is you gain your energy back. You elevate your mood. Better mood, of course. You brighten your skin and quite possibly even drop a few pounds. Now, that's a plus for a lot of people listening because this is ultimately what some of us want to do because we've put on so much weight over the winter months, eating all of those sweets from Thanksgiving through the new year and perhaps maybe even after that. There may be some functions, birthday parties or any kind of function that you've attended where there's just a lot of eating going on. And you want those comfort foods as well. So that's one of the reasons why you want to detox. You want to get your energy. You want to elevate your mood. You want to have clearer skin. You want to have more mental clarity. You want to lose some pounds. So this is what's going to help. And then that's why you should detox. Well, a spring detox, a spring in particular, is an excellent time to detox. Okay, I just mentioned some things that it just makes you come alive, basically, this season after you've been hibernating all winter long. So if you're like most people, you likely spend the cold winter eating heavy, fatty, protein-rich, and hearty foods, right? So while those foods do help you keep warm, they can also slow down your digestive system. So a spring detox, or a detox in and of itself, helps you cleanse your digestive tract and get it working more effectively while preparing it for the lighter, fresher foods that you will likely start to crave as the temperatures rise. And when you're eating lighter foods, the digestion is so much easier. It doesn't wear down your digestive system. So you want to consider what the spring brings. And it's no surprise that some of the most naturally cleansing foods are harvested in the spring. Leafy greens, herbs, garlic, sprouts, and bitter root vegetables come into season at this time of the year. These pungent, bitter, yes, bitter. Some people don't like bitter, but we need bitter. We need it. Every now and then, you need some bitter. And they're also astringent. Pungent, bitter, and astringent. These foods help us to naturally detox any toxins accumulating in our system during a long winter. And they stimulate digestion and metabolism, which helps with elimination, and it also helps with weight loss. So if you're looking forward to getting something done, something accomplished, and you've been out and down and out all winter long, and you know you say, you know what, New Year's resolution didn't work out, but there's still time. There's still time. You can do it. And I'm going to share with you in a little bit what you can do. So how do you do a spring detox? Well, detoxing is a two-part process. You want to both eliminate the foods that are slowing down your digestion, detoxification, and metabolism, and you also want to add in the ones that will boost these three processes. So get rid of some and add some. It's a two-step process. In general, you want to avoid anything processed in animal products, including meat, fish, and dairy. And this can be tweaked a little bit depending on what type of a detox you're doing. But in particular, these things, they slow down your digestion. Instead, you want to stick only to real, whole, unprocessed plant-based foods like fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, and seeds during the detox. And you might be saying, are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious. Once again, it's for a short period of time, 3 days, but there are also some detoxes that are for 7 days and may include certain foods on a minimal basis. So your detox foods don't need to be raw. And contrary to what you may be thinking, you can make very satisfying and delicious meals with just these ingredients. You know, you just think about having a salad with nuts and maybe avocados and a cucumber dressing, homemade. Just made some the other day. That's one of the reasons why. So, you know, smoothies as well, and cooked veggie dishes. These all encompass a wide variety of, you may say it's limited, smoothies, salads, and vegetables. But listen, there are numerous amount of smoothies, a numerous amount of different types of salad that you can make, as well as a numerous amount of veggies. So there, you can play with it and have fun with it as well. And if you're looking for some recipes and things of that nature to help you, I can definitely do that with the Spring Shakedown Detox Program coming on the first day of spring. But let me share with you three of my favorite spring detox foods, to be specific. Dark leafy greens like spinach and dandelion greens, which are both cleansing and energizing. Kale as well. Most dark leafy green vegetables. Leafy greens, that's basically what it is. Legumes, which support elimination and are a great weight loss food. So you can think of anything in the legumes family you're going to think of, such as lentils, you know, things of that nature. These are in the legume family. And legumes are low in fat. They're high in folate and potassium, iron and magnesium. Peas, beans, these are things in the legumes family. So you want to think about legumes. That will definitely help you. Think about consuming legumes and dark leafy green vegetables. As well as this one thing, you might not consider it something that you can just eat. You do consume it. You do put it in your mouth. So you eat it. So it's a food. It's turmeric. Turmeric is a bright yellow spice that is a powerful liver detoxifier. So you can make a turmeric tea, or you can add it to your dishes. Turmeric is what they use to make curry, for curry powder. So it gives a very bright yellow color to your food, but it's so great for your digestive system. It's a liver detoxifier. So you want to consider adding turmeric to your meals during your detox specifically. And it will help you. It will help you with the digestive system. And when your digestive system is working optimally, then what happens is a number of things. You become more alert. You're not as lethargic. You have clearer skin. You know, your digestive system is working, then you're moving better or faster, your metabolism is up, and this is what it can help you with. So if you follow these guidelines of elimination and addition for at least 3 to 7 days, it will reboot your system. And you can follow a number of recipes, but I can give you a concrete 7-day meal plan with the Spring Detox, the Spring Shakedown Detox Program. And that program begins on the first day of spring, March 20th. So there is a link on this page. Click on the link. Get all the information there. And I'd love to see you on the other side. Come join me on this journey of detoxifying for 7 days. It's just a short period of time. And there's a lot of accountability going on. There's a lot of resources and videos with a master trainer. Daily meal menus and meal planning and a shopping list and everything that you need for a detox. There, all the questions are answered in your portfolio that you'll be receiving. So just remember that you're not alone. You don't have to do it alone, but we can encourage you. I can help you as a holistic health and lifestyle coach. So looking forward to having you on the program that commences on March the 20th. So if you've never tried a detox and you're wondering if this is for you, You need more energy. You need a boost. You need to stop stressing you because it changes your mood. It boosts your mood. So this might be just the thing for you. So looking forward to having you on the Spring Shakedown Detox Challenge. You can definitely go to springshakedown.com. It's as simple as that, springshakedown.com, or just click on the hyperlinked words there, the Spring Shakedown Detox Program. And I'd love to have you on it and share with you what you can do, what you can eat, what you should, the do's and the don'ts, obviously, of a detox. And all your questions are answered. Nothing to hide. Work with me for 7 days and you'll be pleased. The results are tremendous. Anywhere from the average individual when I've done these, I lost 5 pounds in 7 days, average. So if you're looking forward to losing some weight, drop 5 pounds. Well, that's a lot. It's a lot in 1 week. So if you're looking to do that, and I had an individual who lost as much as 12 and a half pounds in 7 days. So it's doable. There's a possibility, and the results are endless if you do what's according to the program. So I'd love to hear from you. So moving on to today's Wednesday's word, it comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and it is ready for a breakthrough, ready for a breakthrough. May the God of peace produce in you, through the power of Christ, all that is pleasing to him. Hebrews 13, 20, and 21. When I was a boy, Randy was just coming of age. We would gather around a crude homemade set and twist the 3 tuning dials in an effort to establish contact with the transmitter. Often, all the sound that came out of the amplifier was a squawk of static. But we knew that somewhere out there was the unseen transmitter, and if contact was established and the dials were in adjustment, we could hear a voice loud and clear. After a long time of laborious tuning, the far-distant voice would suddenly break through, smile of triumph would illuminate the faces of all in the room. At last, we were tuned in. In the revelation that God established between himself and us, we can find a new life and a new dimension of living, but we must tune in. There are higher levels of living to which we have never attained. There is peace, satisfaction, and joy that we have never experienced. God is trying to break through to us. The heavens are calling. God is speaking. Let man hear. And that's Wednesday's word. Once again, coming to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, anywhere social media I am. I'd love to hear from you. And you can see some of the links on this page. Again, the Spring Shakedown Detox Program starts on March the 20th, which is the first day of spring. I would love to have you join me on this journey. Once again, if you're looking to lose weight, have more mental clarity, if you are lethargic, if you're bloated, if you're stressed, you need this detox program. So I look forward to having you join me. Go to springshakedown.com, and I'll see you on the other side. God bless you, and have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Bye-bye.